Okay. I don't even know how to start. Anyway, so I'm gonna start. Hold on, my lighter ain't working. Okay, so welcome to episode one of, hold on, sorry. Welcome to episode one of Voyage to Source. I just lit some. What is this? Lemongrass incense, just to get the vibes flowing. But yes, welcome to the first episode. I'm not really sure where this episode is gonna lead me, but I just want to stay in the area of just talking about what has pushed me to start this episode. The importance of podcasts and listening and just all of the things that really pushed me to start this. So anyway, I want to make it a habit to start each episode with a prayer. So yeah, and if you hear me drinking, I do have two different kinds of teas in front of me, and I don't know, like tea, herbal tea just really helps me to just get my thoughts in order, especially when like I have butterfly pea and then I have a passion flower, like one to just calm my nerves, because I do tend to get carried away, especially when I'm really passionate about what I'm talking about. So nonetheless, let's get started in prayer. Let me just get myself, you know, all shooken out so I can, you know. So anyway, okay. Bow your head, do whatever you need to do to feel connected. Okay, so. Dear God, thank you for this moment. Thank you for the opportunity to help heal and just be a vessel, be a messenger. I pray that not just this episode, but this entire podcast, this entire assignment that I'm on is rooted in righteousness, is rooted in my authentic truth, it's rooted in my divinity and my soul's purpose and destiny on this earth. I'm aware of my purpose. I know that I'm meant to heal, inspire, help, nurture, uplift the human consciousness, and just bring people to who you are and just give them the tools to dive deeper into you. I know that there's a lot that needs to be said, and I just pray that you give me the willpower, the strength, the verbiage to execute anything when it comes to using my voice. I want to make sure that everything is clear, concise, that I'm not rushing anything, that everyone gets what they're needing to get from the message. I know that, you know, some things may be perceived as, you know, whatever it is, but I trust that the main goal, I trust that the main point, the main purpose is to uplift and inspire and nurture and love and care. Thank you in advance for all the wonderful blessings and miracles that this podcast will bring, whether it be changing a life, whether it be something tangible, whether it be being able to, if it helps one person, if it brings one person to the realization of who you are and who they are, then I feel it's an accomplishment. But I love you. I thank you. I appreciate you. In your name, I pray. Amen. Ashe, so mote it be. Okay, so the title of this episode is called Pack Light. So my purpose for Voyage to Source, I really wanted, for one, it started out as a book, like a guided journal. And it was, the purpose was for me to label the parts of the book, or I guess the chapters, as like you're getting ready to go on a cruise or you're getting ready to go on a journey, but it's specifically like, you know, I try to center it around like going on a ship. So pack light is, you know, like all the things that you're going to be needing on the journey. And I definitely wrote down this, these notes that I wrote are from February and we are in November. We just started November. I pray that November is amazing for everyone, including myself. But, so this is, I started this earlier in the year. I just really didn't know. I felt like, I know that God is intentional. I know that, divine timing is never too early, never too late. It's right on time. I know that there's a lot of things that I just wasn't ready. I was not ready in February. It's a lot of things that have shifted and changed in my life from February to present day, November 3rd. So, you know, it just all had to come together. But so the purpose, you know, I wrote down a lot of things as far as the things that are going to be needed on this journey. Just basic things, I feel. I didn't really want to center it around. I just don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. I just set my intention that it's going to be exactly what God wants it to be. So pack light. I feel like when we're going on these different, whatever you're starting, whatever new, like especially when you're praying for God to move in your life, when you're praying for direction, when you're praying for new beginnings, it's a lot of things that you just can't take with you, whether it be people, whether it be thought patterns, tangible things. You know, maybe you want to take smoking habits, whatever it is. Maybe you want to take certain things with you and it just can't come. So I am definitely, I don't want to say a victim because it's not really a victim thing. It's more so of just getting you into alignment with what you're praying for. So there's a lot of things that I had to let go of and release. And it hasn't always been easy. A lot of things that I let go of hasn't always been, you know, the experience for me hasn't always been rainbows and cotton candy. Some things I really did want to hold on to, especially when it comes to people and, especially people. Like I can't stress that enough. People, definitely. I wanted to hold on to, I wanted to go into whatever phase that God, you know, wherever I was meant to go, wherever I was praying to go. And I know that it hasn't always been, it just ain't always been easy. I don't know. And I may repeat myself a lot, but my purpose here is to not edit. I don't want to edit anything. Like, I don't want to have to go through and take anything out because I feel like everything is intentional. So I'm going to repeat myself sometimes. You know, it's all love. But back to the matter at hand, letting people go, letting things go. So thought patterns really haven't been that hard for me to release. I feel like a lot of me understanding why I am the way I am and why, you know, people are the way they are. We're conditioned to a certain kind of way of thinking, especially surrounding the soil you grew in. So speaking from personal experiences, I grew up with a very anxious mother. My mother is amazing. I love her so much, but she was always very anxious. She was always very afraid, seems like. Like, you know, she really didn't take a lot of she just was always anxious. And I picked up on that anxious way of living, way of thinking. It also manifested as a lack mindset. So I've always felt limited because of just picking up on that. Like, my mom is very talented. She's a superstar. Like, you cannot tell me that my mama ain't that girl. But I felt like what has kept her, something she is growing out of, she's doing very amazing, but what kept her limited in the past was her mindset, not feeling like she was maybe deserving of the things, of good things, feeling like she was inadequate, just being afraid of rejection, being afraid of being perceived, wanting to be liked. And I picked up on that. So that was a mindset, that lack mindset, that those self-limiting beliefs definitely carried over to who, what I had to let go of. And I'm still, you know, I'm still working through that. But me starting this podcast is proof that I am, that it's working out for my good. Like, I'm not limited anymore. I'm not afraid of being perceived. I'm not afraid of what people think, you know, like, I just don't care. And some things I'm learning as well, that there's a lot of things that when you walk closely with God, when you have that deeper, when you have a really deep connection with God, with Source, there's a lot of things that you're going to do that other people don't understand, but it's not for them to understand. You know, like, God didn't give them the vision. God didn't give them the message. God didn't give them the path or the purpose. So of course they're not going to understand. They're going to perceive it in a different way, but you have to just do it scared. You have to do it anyway. You have to take those risks. And you have to take those risks trusting that you will be victorious. And don't take no's. Don't take things going a different way. Don't take reroutes as failure. Because really, failure isn't, I don't believe in failure. I just think that it just didn't work out. It wasn't an alignment. Maybe it wasn't an alignment because of timing. It wasn't an alignment because maybe I was inadequate at that time. I didn't have what I needed to fulfill whatever I set out to fulfill. But I'm always just always looking at things from a perspective of, if it didn't work out, it worked out. You know, it's whatever happens, you know, whatever was meant, it happened. I don't know. But yeah, mindset, thought patterns, stuff like that. I just really understood that on this journey to oneness, I had to change the way that I was thinking. I had to change the way that I was allowing myself to, the way that I was speaking to myself, you know, the way that we speak words, it's all sound, and sound is vibration, and it's all energy. So you want to make sure that you're speaking life over yourself and your situations, whatever you're going through. I know that it's not easy. You know, it's not easy to be optimistic every time, especially when everything around you just seems like the ending is nowhere near. Like, it's dark. You don't really know what to think of it. You don't know what to make of it. It's really hard to just look at things from the glass half full sometimes. Like, it's hard for me to be optimistic about my bills when it's due tomorrow, and that bank account ain't looking like the bank account ain't looking like it's gonna get paid. So it's, I know, understand it's really hard, but it's just, I don't know. Everything is all about your mind and the way that you view things, the way that you're speaking over yourself. Like, that's as clear as I can say. But thought patterns, people, I didn't really touch on people a lot because it's something that I really want to dive into in a later episode. And I just want to kind of like go over, just briefly talk about things because I'm really barely scratching the surface. But when you decide to get serious about yourself, your health, your well-being, the things that the way that you want your life to be, you have to trust God with the middle part. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, I'm praying. I'm saying, hey, God, I want $1 million. We just have to focus on the prayer and the day that we had $1 million. We have to really trust God with the in-between spaces, how we're going to get it and what we like. You just got to trust God with it because that's when things start. The lack mindset starts creeping in. The doubt starts creeping in because we're like, okay, how the freak I'm going to get $1 million when I'm not doing, you know what I mean? Like I don't have a job or whatever. It's just kind of like, you just got to trust God with in between because we really do give ourselves too much. Like, God is God for a reason. It's a lot of things that are just out of our control. And it's because we don't even have the capacity to be able to deal with it. We don't have the capacity to fix it. So, and I've definitely had to release the need to control every outcome. Like, control cannot go with you on this journey. Like, wherever you're trying to go, whether it be just being closer to God, but wherever you're trying to go, you cannot. Control has to leave. Surrender is so important. And that's also something that I had to learn, like to surrender, 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 surrender. So now we know that in this pack and light, it's some people got to go. Thought patterns got to go. Control has to go. You cannot control every outcome. Like it's, we don't even have the capacity. So don't take control out of it. Wow, I really needed that. I really need to hear that today. That's crazy. This is helping me too. Like I'm not exempt from whatever I'm speaking about. Some things like I have to hear out loud to even comprehend anyway. So this is helping me. But we just get so caught up in the who, what, when, where, why, and we want it to look a certain kind of way, and it's just not possible, and it's not right. It's not good to do to ourselves. Like, it's really not. It's doing more harm than good. Trust God with how we're going to get there. Trust God with the, you know, all we got to worry about is getting there. Like, all we got to worry about is putting it in the atmosphere. I'm praying this, making sure we're aligned, making sure that our willingness is there, making sure that our willpower is there, our conviction is there. Like, God, I'm here. This is what I want. Whatever you need to take away, whatever you need to add to, whatever I need to do to get in alignment with this thing, have at it. Have at it. That's what packing light is all about. Letting God do what God is gonna do. We're not God. God is within us. The Spirit of God does reside within us, but we don't have a limitless pot of, we have a limitless pot within, but God is God pretty much. Like, God is God. God sees way more than we see. God created the sight. So let's not just, everybody calm down. Everybody calm down. But, it's honestly, we're honestly doing ourselves a disservice by even trying to have things figured out. Like, I be having to tell myself all the time, girl, why is you doing yourself like this? Why are you sitting over here marinating? Because that's what I call it. I'm sitting over here marinating in all of this self-doubt. I'm sitting here marinating in all of these plans and like, oh, just all this gunk. And wonder why my outer world is gunk.
Because we have to understand that our inner process, our who we are inside, like our mind is a direct reflection of our outer. So if you are sitting there coming up with all of these reasons why this is not going to work, trust and believe that it's not going to work. I watched a sermon from Iyanla, Miss Iyanla, and she was talking about, she referred to a scripture. It was Corinthians. I really don't know, but it was Corinthians something. And it was talking about how we have to keep God's temple clean. God don't play about his temple, baby. So God don't play about his temple. And if you do anything to corrupt or dishonor or whatever you do to harm God's temple, you will be punished. And I know that a lot of us, you know, look at temples or Reddit literally like, okay, we can't go to a church and go crazy. We have to realize that we are the church, we are the temple, we are the altar. So whatever you're doing to whatever you're doing that is not honoring who you are, that is not honoring God's temple, you will be punished for it. That's the way that we are, the people we are communing with, that's the things that we are allowing to enter our bodies, the food we eat, that is all dishonoring God's temple. So we have to understand that while when we're doing those things, God, we will be punished. Like you, it's going to be a reflection of your out, like your outer world is going to reflect that. And we wonder why when we're dealing with, when we are, it's so much deeper than the stuff that we're telling ourselves. When we are actually going out and engaging with people that, I really have an episode. So many episodes that I want to really get into people and connections. So I'm just going to keep it at, okay, you eating all of this, you're eating all of this sugary foods and all of this other, these things that are unhealthy to you. And you wonder why you got diabetes. You wonder why, it's disease in your body. It's like, we really have to take care of God's temple. We really have to make sure that we are making sure that our mind, the things that we are feeding ourselves, whether it be mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, we have to make sure that it is a direct reflection of how we want our lives to be, how we want to live our lives. Like, you can't pray to God for, God, I want a loving marriage, I want a loving connection, and you go out and you engage with people that hurt you, that abuse you, that don't support you, that talk you like a dog, treat you like a dog. Like, it's so much deeper. So it's a lot of things that we have to just break away from. Pack light. It's all about packing light. So knowing that this journey is not linear, knowing that it's not always going to be, you're not always going to have high days. Like, I can know what I know. I can sit and read a million books. I can sit and journal. I can eat all the good, lively foods and fruits. And I can do it for 8 days. But on that 9th day, I might have a day where I'm like, man, I just don't feel good. Like, I just feel horrible. It's not linear. It's not. Healing isn't linear. The journey isn't linear. It's seasons and cycles in life. That is something that we have to know. Every day is not going to be a good day. You're not always going to have a season that's fruitful and bountiful. Like, you're just not. And when we understand that, when we take that into consideration, we're able to, like I'm saying, shift your mind. When you're able to shift your mind, you will see results. Like, things, you know, things will gradually start getting better for real. And I don't want to say I'm a nerd, because I really, reading, like, I'm an audio girl. Like, I have to listen to things. Like, I don't know why I just can't sit and read. I'm trying to really get into my reading bag when it comes to physically having a book open and sitting down, but my thoughts just be too all over the place. But anyway, I'm always researching. I'm always looking for stuff. So I kind of lost my train of thought. That's gonna happen too. Like, this is as real and as raw as it's gonna get. Like, I don't want to edit anything. I don't want to make nothing, wrap nothing in a bow. Like, I want to be as real and raw as possible, because this journey, like, the journey, when you really decide, like, okay, God, show me the way. God, I'm here. I'm ready. Let's go. It's not going to be wrapped in a bow. It's not going to be edited. Ain't nothing going to be cropped. Ain't nothing going to be, the brightness ain't going to be up and down. It's going to be what it is. So this podcast is going to be what it is. This is every day. I'm really in the field. I'm really out here in the field. I'm really, you know, we all doing this. So I just lost my train of thought. I'm sure I will play it back and really, you know, but anyway, bottom line, pack light. I'm going to end this here because I don't want to get too carried away. I don't want the podcast to be too, like, the episodes to be too long. But things to look forward to are just healing, a lot of healing. We might cry a little bit. We're going to do a little 1-2. I may cry talking about stories. It just is what it is. I do have a lot of, like, audio. I've been audio journaling for years, so I do have some old recordings of myself just venting, journaling, using my voice. So I may put an episode or two. I'm just gonna put those. I'm thinking, should I do it like on the dates? Like, say for instance, I had one for November 3rd, 2021. Like, I don't know if I'm gonna do it that way or just when we're discussing a topic. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But today is all about, this is a pilot episode. It's all about starting. It's all about all the things that you can expect from me. I know that I am not going to be, everybody's not going to agree with the things that I say. I know that things might change, you know, like I may be thinking like, okay, I hate the color orange, and then later on down the line, I love orange. Like, I know that I'm open to change. I'm open to whatever it is that God wants me to do with this. You know, I'm not a closed off person. I'm very open minded. So I'm going to be reading comments and just really, you know, tapping in, seeing what's going on. Being open to constructive criticism. Like, this is all of the things that are very essential when it comes to, this journey. I'm at 28 minutes, so I really want to just make sure I'm between 30 minutes and 45 minutes every episode. Like, I want to make sure that I'm, you know, I just don't want to, like, get, because I can really get carried away, but I just want to stay in the box, stay in the lines with this one. But yeah, so I really hope and pray that this reaches people. If you're interested in this type of things, if you're interested in these kind of conversations, I'm happy to be amongst you guys. I know that community is very important. It's very important to have like-minded people around you, to have people that support you genuinely. So this is something that's very big for me as well, because I've really had to. It's a lot. Like, we're going to get into it, though. We're going to get into it. But this is big for me to even sit here and be starting this, because I'm so hard on myself. I just feel like I used to be so, like, scared to be perceived. Like, my voice, I feel like, was taken. Like, I just haven't always been living in my authentic truth. And now I'm in a season of my life that I just don't care, baby. Like, I don't care. We people need this. People need the realness. They need the rawness. Like, I know that I have a lot to offer. I know that
my purpose is to inspire, guide, heal, like uplift. So I want to make sure that I'm honoring that. So we're going to end it here. I love you all. You know, it ain't really much nobody yet, but it's the first episode. I love the people that's coming. I know people are coming. I love you all. Like, we are all in this together. I pray that this opens some conversations. I do have my email, so y'all can email me things that y'all want to talk about, stories. Like, we're really gonna get into some things. It's gonna be very good. It's gonna be very like healing. Very. I just wanted to feel like home. Like, I wanted to feel like when you get off work and you just work a 12-hour shift and you just get home and take your shoes off, like you just sit down. Like, I want it to be like this. So it's going to be like this. I'm speaking into existence. We're going to have the vibes going. But I love you all. I'm going to post it, then listen back to it. Because if I listen back to it, I don't want to feel like, oh, I can't post this. I'm stuttering too much. Oh, I can't. So we ain't doing none of that. But I love you. And yes, so excited. Pack light.